Eagle, 98.1, The Rock Station. Well, here we are ahead of what looks like is going to be another beautiful weekend, and it certainly is one loaded with activities like we have seen here in 2022. And this weekend is the Baton Rouge Blues Festival. On the line with me now is the Executive Director of the Blues Fest and the Blues Fest Foundation, Kim Newstrom. Kim, thanks for joining us on Eagle this afternoon.
Well, thank you. And I really want to start out by saying we appreciate y'all being one of our radio partners to help promote this, because we rely on, you know, your voice and your listeners to know what we have going on. And we've been waiting since 2019 to have another live and in-person Blues Fest. So it is happening this weekend, and we are very excited about it.
Yeah, there's a lot of feeling around, oh my gosh, I can't believe it's been 2 years. Let's do it up like crazy this year. You see
exactly. That
all over the place. So tell us about the 2022 Baton Rouge Blues Festival. What can folks expect this weekend?
First off, it's important also to point out that this is a free and open to the public festival.
Yeah, good point.
So you don't have to buy a ticket. You don't have to get a wristband. You don't have to stand in a line to get in. You know, it's free. It's in downtown Baton Rouge. We have three stages. The main one is right there at Galvez Roar Plaza. That's our main Visit Baton Rouge stage. Swamp Blues stage. We'll have a stage right there at North Boulevard in Lafayette next to the Old State Capitol. And then we'll have a different stage further up North Boulevard, kind of what we're calling the front porch stage. So we're just excited about that. You know, we are we're going to have music starting both days, Saturday and Sunday, starting at noon, Saturday night till about 9 o'clock, Sunday till about 7. But, you know, also we have some events before then that we're calling kind of blues bonus events and partnerships. So on Thursday night, we have a blues lineup event that's happening at the Old State Capitol. And we'll have a panel discussion there on women in the blues. People can see the Professor Longhair exhibit that just opened there. And that's also a free event Thursday night at the Capitol Park Museum. And then Friday night, we're super excited to again continue this ongoing partnership we've had with Live After Five. They'll be presenting homegrown Louisiana blues man, Mr. Kenny Neal. And so we're excited about that. And then we kick things off, you know, midday Saturday, and we'll continue on through Sunday night. So we're really glad to be back live in person. And we just encourage, we feel like there's so many people that have not in the past necessarily taken the opportunity to come out and celebrate the blues. And so I think that we've all been sort of a little more homeward bound over the past couple of years. So we're saying we want you who have not come, this is your time to come and see what everyone else who has been going is talking about. And it's just going to be a great time to celebrate the blues in the best way possible.
Right. Over 2 days, a free festival in downtown Baton Rouge, multiple stages. You really can't beat that. Talk about some of the headliners that we're going to see this weekend.
We have some great headliners, but, you know, most importantly, we're celebrating the local Baton Rouge blues talent that is amongst us all the time, right? So Oscar Davis, Sam Hogan, Boogie Long, you know, there's just some great local musicians that we'll be celebrating. And then we have some other ones coming in from around the country and the region. So Mike Zito, Carolyn Wonderland, they're great blues musicians out of Texas. We have some North Carolinians coming in. We have a band from Paris coming in, an international blues band, Del Grez. And then we have some great headliners both night with Robert Finley, who's recently been touring with the Black Keys. We have Eddie Cotton, who's out of Mississippi, Nikki Hill. So there's just some amazing musicians that will be celebrated this weekend. And while we are a free festival, it's not free to put it on. So we ask that when you come downtown to celebrate with us, buy a pen, buy a poster, buy some official Blues Fest merchandise, buy from our official beverages and bars that are set up, because that's what helps us sustain the Blues Festival Foundation throughout the year and helps us put on this annual Blues Fest. So buy some of those things, help support us, and just come on down and bring a festival chair if you'd like to set up in front of the stage. But we'll have plenty of open space out there for everybody to gather around and celebrate this great blues music that we have so much of in this Baton Rouge area.
Yeah, so just like Live After Five, bring your lawn chairs, but leave your coolers at home and buy the alcohol and the beverages and the food that's available for sale at the festival.
Absolutely. And we're going to have a great kids area. Let me throw that in. Etna Kids is sponsoring the kids area both days. And it's going to be right there at Galvez Plaza from 12 to 5. Jim Fitt's going to be out there. Kids Orchestra is going to be doing some drum circles. I think we're going to have some face painting and some special snacks for the kids. So it's a blues event for every age to come and celebrate. So bring the little ones because we'll have some activities for them as well.
Kicking off with Kenny Neal at Live After 5 on Friday night, and then 2 days of music and fun in downtown Baton Rouge, the Baton Rouge Blues Festival. Is there anything else that you would like to add, Kim?
Well, I heard word on the street is that Tito Jackson is going to be making a special appearance with Kenny Neal.
Nice.
So I think that could be an incentive
for you. We're starting rumors.
That's why I prefaced it with word on the street. But, yeah. But Kenny always puts on an amazing show, and I think he's known for having special guests pop in. So I wouldn't be surprised at anything. So
yep.
What we know it will be is an amazing show. So
yes.
We encourage people to come out for that as well on Friday, Live After 5.
And then the website again?
brblues.org, and also our social media channels, Instagram and Facebook, Baton Rouge Blues. Find all the most current and up-to-date information if there would be any changes. But we're just super excited to have everybody back in downtown to celebrate the blues with us.
brbluesfestival.org. Baton Rouge Blues Festival is what you can search for on the social media accounts for the updates. Kim Newstrom, Executive Director of the Fest and the Foundation, we appreciate you joining us on Eagle, and best of luck to you this weekend.
We thank you.